What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. I almost forgot what I was saying, JP.
That's what happens on Mondays, man. Sometimes people are just a little bit slower.
Oh, man, you ain't lying.
Well, thank you for tuning in. This is The Positive Truth. We talk about uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday to make your life just a little bit better. So if you're feeling down, feeling beat up, feeling like the world just sucks around you, that's what we're here for. On Fridays, we talk about an issue and how you can change it for the better. We're dealing with a lot of rain in Oklahoma right now, so we're going to try to record these as quick as possible before Skype dies on us. Tim, you want me to start?
Yes, sir.
So in the United Kingdom, they've erected their first ever woman statue in the Parliament Square of a suffrage leader. This basically their prime minister, Theresa May, but they're honoring the suffrage leader, Millicent Fawcett. And she's, I know I pretty much just said this, but she's the first woman ever to get a statue in the UK. She died in 1929, 1 year after women were granted the right to vote. Her group, which she created in 1897, was called the Women's Suffrage Societies, the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies. Her group displayed peaceful demonstrations in order to get their voices heard, whereas the more radical suffrage movements used violence in their campaign. And her campaign basically allowed women to vote as long as they were 21 or older. And I just think it's awesome. It's a little late. She died in 1929, but it's still awesome that they're recognizing what she did for basically half of society and women.
Man, for sure. I can't even add anything to that, JP.
Nice, nice. What you got, Tim?
Man, my first one going on for this positive Monday. A teacher raised $80,000 to surprise every student at her school with a new bike. Her name is Katie Blomquist. I hope I said that right. She's a teacher from Pepper Hill Elementary in North Charleston, South Carolina. She basically feels like it's the basic childhood right. It's joy. Every child deserves that, and a bike is one of the top things that represents that. I think that is beyond awesome. The reason she wanted to do something like this after talking privately with one of her students, she realized that a lot of kids did not have a bike in her school because they couldn't afford it. And she immediately started looking for volunteers to help assemble, you know, this fundraising project. And she had people donate, from people that had a couple dollars in their pockets to major corporations and a star comedian named Steve Harvey. People, you know, wanted to help whenever somebody came up with an idea to help other kids. And I thought this was super awesome because I didn't have a bike when I was younger until, you know, I got a little bit older. But if I had a teacher that bought me a bike, you know how motivated I'd be to go to school, man? What about you, JP?
You remember when we used to go play basketball in middle school and we would ride on each other's bike pads to get to
yes.
the basketball court?
Yes!
Where would we be without those bike pegs?
Man, we'd be running right by it, man.
None of us were willing to run to the basketball court to go play basketball, which is ironic. But man, like, those pegs were everything from like 11 to 15.
Man, the struggle was real.
I saw this story too. I like how for the younger students, they got a three-wheeler and the older ones got like a really nice bike. That's just great, man. She raised $80,000, right?
Yes, sir. $80,000.
Teachers, man, they can have such a positive influence on your life. We should all pay them more.
Oh, for sure. Hashtag vote.
Speaking of people that have a positive effect on your life, I have a story about a 7-year-old named Brady Duke. He donated his most prized possession, which was his Nintendo Wii, to the Everest Metropolitan Police Department in Wisconsin after he found out that one of their detectives was killed. He wrote a note Dear officers, thank you for serving our community. Keep my family and I safe. I'm so sorry that one of your police brothers died. How can I help? And his sweet, that was the note he wrote with his Wii. And his mom wrote, this is Brady's favorite thing. He loves to play with his Wii so much. After yesterday's events, he decided he wanted to give it to a police officer and make him feel better. Hope, just give it to a police officer that would like to enjoy it. And they put it in, they put it in their police station, and like, anytime a police officer needs to go de-stress, they just like send them to the Wii room. So it actually helped the police officers de-stress.
How awesome is that? Man, that is so cool.
And I know when I was 7, I wouldn't give up Nintendo, like, any kind of video game system for nothing. So, shout out to Brady Duke for being just a selfless little kid. Selfless, unselfish little kid.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's way more unselfish than we would have been at 7 years old.
That's just a great act, man. Because stress builds up on everyone. And having a way to de-stress is definitely a great thing.
For sure, for sure. I'm going to follow up on that with JP. We're waiters. We serve people, right?
Yep, yep.
So my next story is about a server. So this touching moment was actually caught on camera at an IHOP in Springfield, Illinois this past week. Today, this lady was sitting down and she saw a very on IHOP's Facebook page, and she basically said, "A man and a disabled."
Tim.
Yes, sir.
Can you repeat that? You went a little out. We got some weather.
Uh oh. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Alrighty. So basically, this lady was at IHOP, and she decided to share the story to the IHOP's Facebook page because it was a very touching moment for her. And it basically read, a man and a disabled woman were dining in, and your server sat down with them and proceeded to feed the disabled woman while her companion enjoyed his food. My faith in humanity has been restored a little today. So check this out. They come in once a week, this man and this woman. It's an elderly man and an elderly woman. The elderly woman is actually suffering a disease that's making her body shut down. You know, she's losing all her nerve feelings at the end, and it's just terrible for her. But at the exact same time, they come in every week, and the server has been working at IHOP for 11 years. So he obviously, they're his regulars, you know? They come in, he sees them, they know him by his name, they know how, probably what his wife's name is and all that stuff. And basically, he's been doing this for a long time, and somebody just happened to see it, so they took a photo of it. But he sits down with them. He eats, or the husband eats, he feeds his wife, they have a good conversation, and then they tip him and they go on and come back again the next week. The reason that the server's name, his name is Joe, the reason that Joe decided to feed her is because he noticed they would come in every single week, and the husband would always feed his wife before he ate his food, and by the time he finished feeding his wife, his food was completely cold, and Joe said he was just tired of it. They always come in. It's not that busy. He had the time to do it. So he decides to sit down and feed her. And I just, man, that's like going the extra mile. Like, especially if you're IHOP, like, you should be proud to have employees like Joe Thomas, who's, you know, not just being polite, but showing more than hospitality. He's, you know, being a true, true, nice, kind human being.
That's more than going the extra mile, man. That's the extra 1,000 miles. That's like a general, that's a really kind gesture you would expect from anybody.
Man, most people, I know a lot of people where their kids wouldn't feed their parents like that. For this stranger to be doing this, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. That's a great story. That does restore my faith in humanity, too. That's what we're here for, man. Restoring people's faith in humanity.
Tú sabes. And check this out, JP. For those that want to see a picture of the man, the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast, so make sure you guys check it out.
You want to do that one more time? You went out again, Tim.
Oh, man. Make sure you guys follow us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. So you guys can check out that picture of the man at IHOP, Joe Thomas, feeding the young lady.
You gotta love Oklahoma storms. But I have a story. I have a story of a disabled person as well for my next two new, my last two new stories. Did you ever play Street Fighter, Tim?
Of course.
Were you any good at it?
I was never good at any video game.
I don't know why that was so funny. I don't know why that was so funny. Okay, I have a story of a basically a kid. He won his first ever Street Fighter tournament. Competed against like 2,000 people. But here's the catch: he was blind, and he still won. That's pretty crazy.
Yo,
man. That's probably why it made me laugh so much. Whenever you were talking about, like,
I just couldn't figure it out. This guy got the algorithm down.
Yeah, that's what he says. Oh. He knows his character and he knows combos. And he knows if he gets in close, he knows what combos to use. And he can feel his controller vibrate whenever he's getting hit. So he can just be like...
So that's when he does what he needs to.
Yeah. So he knows when he's hitting someone, he's not, the controller isn't vibrating the same way. And he can counter whenever he knows he's getting hit. And he beat everybody.
That is so cool.
Yeah, man. He's a Dutch player. He wanted to go by the name of Seven. S-V-E-N.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, so can't nothing hold you back. That's what we're here for. Monday's positivity. Can't nothing hold you back. Tim, what you got for another news story?
Man, I actually have... This man was getting... His car got vandalized for being ugly. He got his windows busted in, and somebody wrote on the car, "Move." It's this little yellow car owned by this 84-year-old man, and the damage that they caused was €6,000 worth, and it's ridiculous just because he's driving a little yellow car, and he happens to live in one of the most beautiful villages in England. I cannot say the name, so I don't want to butcher it, but I know it says something by, where is it by? The rural town of Bilberry. I don't want to say that next one, but it's something Shire. Gloucestershire? I quit right there. And basically, somebody shared this story on Facebook and was like, this isn't right. So after hearing about what happened, hundreds of yellow car owners came to the village for a rally, for basically a car rally. So all of a sudden it goes from one little yellow, ugly yellow car to, you know, hundreds of amazing cars, from Lamborghinis to Bugs to Toyotas and Suzukis and all that good stuff. I mean, it's pretty awesome that they all came. They presented the man, the 84-year-old, with an award, and the owner was just overwhelmed. He didn't know, you know, what to think. He was just, people thought it was ugly. They didn't think anything else of it. And it's awesome that people came out to, you know, help support it, and, you know, didn't appreciate the bullying from wherever they're from. And it got so big that people all over the world have actually asked to join the group that decided to go out there and do it. I just think it's awesome, because even though it's something, like, to me, it's kind of goofy. It's like, oh, it's just some guy in his car, you know, but people are starting to realize bullying isn't okay. There's a lot more people out there like you. You just got to kind of look and help those that are in need, you know?
Absolutely, yes.
And that's a lot of people helping those that are in need. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I like that, man. We just did a bullying episode this last Friday that we think is really good. You can check it out at The Positive Truth. But so yeah, that's what happens. When you see someone get bullied, you stand up for them. That's exactly what happened there. Did someone pay for the...
For sure.
Did one of the yellow car people that came, did they help pay for the damages?
Yeah, they did, actually.
Nice. Nice, nice. So he didn't have to pay for any of his damages and found a lot of new friends. That is a positive news story, man.
For sure.
My last news story is about... Basically, it's a woman named Chelsea Hill. She always wanted to be a professional dancer, but at 17 years old, she got into a car accident with a group of friends and left her paralyzed from the waist down. Now she's 25, but instead of just giving up on her dream, she started a disabled dance group. And it's awesome, Tim. There's a video for it. Basically, let me find...
Oh, yeah?
Let me find the group name. They're called the Rolettes. And there's six women. They go across the country and go to various abilities like festivals and expos. And they dance to raise funds for spinal cord research. So they go around the world, never gave up on their dreams of dancing, and dance to help other people like them.
That's pretty dope.
That's amazing, man. Can nothing hold you back to your dreams, man? It is a crazy video, too. There's six of them. There's six of them. They got some moves, too. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yo, like, man, JP, we gotta work on our dance moves. I feel like everybody can dance better than us.
I don't know, man. I've seen you a little bit intoxicated in your confidence with your dance moves. Your confidence with your dance moves was quite high then, Tim.
Oh, man. On to the next one. Ah, hilarious.
But those are positive.
So what do we got?
What do you mean what we got?
Are you done with your stories, JP?
Yeah, I only had four today. Do you have another
one? Okay, I only had three.
It's all good, though.
No, sir.
We got seven positive news stories for the people on a Monday. We're going to bring you another seven positive news stories on Wednesday. And on Friday, we're going to talk about going green, how you can go green in 2017, save yourself some money, and save the planet. We are the positive truth. Tim, where can they find us at?
You can follow us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at @TPT_podcast. You can also follow us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Tim, do you have a positive quote for me?
Indeed, sir, I do.
Nice, nice. What you got?
My bad. Happiness, like unhappiness, is a proactive choice. Stephen Covey.
Nice, nice, nice. We hope you all have a wonderful week. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Stay positive.